AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Millicom's 5.7% rebound gets 10.4 million share support, but pressure has cooled. Tigo outperformed a mixed communication services group and a choppy telecom services industry, while its long-running trend signal stayed active and participation improved modestly. Research brief. Millicom International Cellular closed the week ended 26 June at $89.26, up 5.7%, leaving the stock 5.8% below its 52-week high of $94.73. The move came on 10.4 million shares, 1.2 times the 13-week average and 1.7 times the 52-week average, giving the rebound some participation support. The broader setup is still constructive, with a 75-week active trend signal, positive relative strength, and a positive expectancy reading. But activity pressure has cooled sharply from recent weeks, and the valuation gap remains stretched versus ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. Tigo gained 5.7% for the week, ahead of the U.S. communication services average of -0.5% and the U.S. telecom services average of 3.5%. 2. The stock closed at $89.26, 26.3% above its weekly trend line of $70.70 and 5.8% below its 52-week high. 3. Volume reached 10.4 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average of 8.4 million and 1.7 times the 52-week average of 6.1 million. 4. Trend signal remains active with a 75-week streak, but activity pressure is only 0.20 after an 81.9% 4-week decline. 5. Risk is no longer negligible. 13-week volatility is 6.0%, above the 52-week baseline of 5.0%, with 6 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Weekly move stands out in a selective group. Millicom International Cellular, the Latin America and Africa mobile and cable operator, finished the latest week at $89.26, a 5.7% advance that put it well ahead of the communication services sector's -0.5% average weekly return. The stock also beat the telecom services industry's 3.5% weekly gain, while its 4.6% 4-week and 14.9% 12-week returns continue to separate it from an industry group that is still negative over 4 weeks and barely positive over 12. Trend remains constructive. Valuation distance is the trade-off. The weekly trend signal is still active, with Tigo above its $70.70 trend line by 26.3% and active in all 52 weeks of the measurement window. That keeps the weekly structure constructive, but the close is also 169.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $33.09, a sizable premium that raises the bar for continued follow-through. The stock sits at 91.2% of its 52-week range, close enough to the high watermark for profit-taking risk to matter. Momentum is positive, but pressure has lost urgency. Momentum remains broadly supportive. The stock is up 69.4% over 26 weeks and 171.5% over 52 weeks, with positive readings across the 1-week, 4-week, and 12-week windows. Relative strength is positive at 33.73 and has improved 17.3% over 4 weeks, while the expectancy model is positive at 59.74%. Participation helps, but confirmation is not emphatic. Volume improved to 10.4 million shares from 7.6 million in each of the prior 2 weeks, and the latest print sits above both the 13-week and 52-week baselines. Still, the 1.2 times ratio versus the 13-week average is moderate rather than decisive. Activity pressure is positive at 0.20, but its 4-week decline signals a cooler participation profile than the price chart alone suggests. Sector breadth argues for selectivity. The sector backdrop is uneven. Only 36.0% of U.S. communication services names have active weekly trend signals, and just 31.0% show positive relative strength, despite 59.0% positive market dynamics breadth. Telecom services is similarly narrow, with 42.9% trend breadth, 35.7% positive activity pressure, and 26.8% positive relative strength. Tigo's own positive trend, market dynamics, and relative strength readings therefore stand out. But they are doing so in a group where support is concentrated rather than broad. What to watch next? The next test is whether price can keep working near the upper end of the range without a stronger volume push. A volume ratio above 1.5x would provide cleaner confirmation of demand, while sustained activity pressure would help offset the recent cooling. On the risk side, the key reference remains the trend line at 70.70 USD. A material move back toward that level would change the weekly regime discussion, especially with volatility running above its one-year baseline. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.